Hello, everyone, and welcome to Insomniac, the podcast where you can find true crime, history, folklore, and ghost stories all in one place. As always, this is your host, Rachel Lemley, and today I am going to be taking you to the Superstition Mountains, located here in Arizona. They are surrounded by ghost towns, unsolved murders, lost treasure, and of course, superstition. Colin Hakes and Riley Morse were some of the first to discover gold in the Goldfield area of the Superstition Mountains. Soon after the discovery, prospectors came into the area in search of gold. In 1893, the mining town, which became known as Goldfield, was established at the base of the Superstition Mountains. In its heyday, Goldfield reached a population of about 4,000 residents, had a hotel, general store, post office, church, and school. When the main mine failed in 1897, many miners were left without a job, and the town began to suffer, since its economy heavily depended on the earnings of the miners who were all beginning to leave. It was not long before the rest of the residents relocated to other areas, leaving Goldfield a ghost town. In 1910, several mines were opened nearby, and a small community called Youngburg evolved around the town of Goldfield. However, the mines failed again, and by 1926, the town was once again deserted. Robert, or Bob, Shoes was born in River Grove, Illinois, and moved to California with his family at a young age. He had heard of the site of Goldfield and moved to Mesa, Arizona. In 1984, Shoes and his wife, Luann, purchased the location of the Goldfield Mill and decided to rebuild and restore the buildings of the old town. The town and its historical buildings were revived as a tourist attraction, with numerous shops and buildings including a brothel, a bakery, leather works, a jail, and more. Around 1993, Bob was setting up a telephone pole using a backhoe to dig, and much to his surprise, he dug up a human skeleton. Found with the skeleton were some coffin nails and board pieces, indicating to Bob that he had just unknowingly dug up an unmarked grave. While Bob was shocked when he unearthed the body, it wasn't really that surprising, given the area's history. Two accidents at the mine, just 1 month apart from each other and nearly 100 years ago, were also no surprise. On July 24th, 1896, a miner named Railston fell 170 feet to his death in the Mammoth Mine Shaft, and a month later, on August 21st, James McCaffrey fell 150 feet down the Wasp Mine Shaft and broke his neck. Bob believes that he unearthed McCaffrey because the Wasp Mine was near where the body was found. After the discovery of the body, Bob wanted to return him to where he was buried. So on a Saturday night, this miner got one last Old West celebration, with a party at the saloon, and his pallbearers even took him for one last dance. The next morning, residents, Goldfield employees, and tourists all gathered together for the reburial, and his grave was marked with the words, "Unknown Prospector." But this would not be the last time Goldfield talked about the Unknown Prospector. Goldfield employee Trixie Coleman was going through a difficult time in her life and was at the Goldfield train station one night. She began talking to an older gentleman, and for some reason, she felt like she could really trust him. She began opening up to him and confiding in him. He handed her a cup of hot chocolate and said, "Don't you worry about it, young lady. Everything is going to be just fine." Trixie turned to thank the man, but when she turned, he had completely vanished. Another employee, Mike Mills, was riding his horse one night, heading towards the saloon, when on the balcony he saw a man waving and saying, "Help! Help!" Unsure of who it was or how to help, Mike went inside the saloon and asked the bartender, "Who's on the balcony?" The bartender said, "Nobody." The man that both Mike and Trixie saw had white hair, a white beard, and a white hat. They both believe that they saw the ghost of the unknown prospector. Many other employees and guests have claimed to have haunting experiences in Goldfield, including hearing unknown voices and sounds in the mines, and seeing a man sitting in a chair in the Bordello house late at night. So visit Goldfield today. Tour the mine, grab a drink in the saloon, pan for gold, and if you're lucky, head to the train station late at night for a free cup of hot chocolate and advice from the unknown prospector. Stick around after the short sponsor break to hear about lost treasure, a curse, and some unsolved murders. The Superstition Mountains are said to have earned their name through stories told by the Pima tribe to farmers about strange sounds, disappearances, and mysterious deaths. This led the farmers to believe that the Pima tribe was superstitious about this particular mountain. This eventually led to the name. And with a name like that, there are countless legends to come from the Superstition Mountains, but the most famous and well-known is the story of the Lost Dutchman Mine. Jacob Waltz was born in Germany around 1810 and immigrated to America sometime in 1839. He initially arrived in New York, but traveled to the gold fields of North Carolina and Georgia. From there, he went on to Mississippi and then west to California. From there, he went to Arizona, where he filed a homestead claim on the north bank of the Salt River. It is from there that he began his expeditions into the mountains. He was said to have prospected every winter from 1868 to 1886, and this is where Jacob is said to have discovered a rich gold mine in the Superstition Mountains. This mine is now known as the Lost Dutchman Mine. It is said that Jacob sealed up and placed a curse on the mine in 1886. This curse would ensure that anyone searching for the mine would die. Jacob died in 1891, taking the location of the mine to his grave, and despite the curse, people immediately started searching for the mine. In June of 1931, 66-year-old Adolph Ruth set out in the Superstition Mountains to find the Lost Dutchman Mine, which he had been completely obsessed with for the past 18 years. But unfortunately, Ruth would never be seen alive again, and it wasn't until about a year later, in January of 1932, when Ruth was finally heard from again. In January of 1932, Delbert Daly discovered a message in a bottle along the Salt River saying, "I'm sitting under a tree in a creek with broken leg. I've got to get help quick. Finder of this note, please give to Howard Peterson. Signed, Ruth." With this new discovery, a new search was launched, and nearly a year later, in December of 1932, what they found was shocking. Laying underneath a tree was a skull with a .44 caliber army-style rifle bullet hole. A month after the discovery of the skull, additional remains, along with some of Ruth's personal possessions, were found about 3/4 of a mile from his skull. One of these possessions was a checkbook, which contained a note claiming to have found the mine. Along with directions, written was the phrase, "Veni, vidi, vici," which translates to, "I came, I saw, I conquered." It wasn't what was found, but what was missing that gives potential motive to this brutal murder. Among his possessions were, oddly, no maps. What happened to his maps? Well, it's said that the killer murdered Ruth to steal his maps and use them to locate the Lost Dutchman Mine. However, this has never been proven because the killer was never found. Remarkably, Ruth is not the only treasure hunter to have met this fate. In the 1940s, 62-year-old James Cravey made an attempt to locate the mine, but was later found dead in the wilderness of the Superstition Mountains. His headless body was discovered first, and it wasn't until about 6 months later that his skull was found. It was clear that his head had been intentionally removed from his body, but the reason and the killer still remain a mystery. Again in 1952, when Joseph Kelly decided to look for the mine, he was found 2 years later with gunshot wounds to his head. The identity of this killer is still a mystery. From 1955 to 1978, multiple remains were found with holes in their head, and two more bodies were found without their heads. Investigators were never able to find their skulls. In addition to all of these murders, there are several cases of disappearances in the Superstition Mountains. Many people believe that these murders and disappearances could be connected to the curse, while others hypothesize that it's criminals taking advantage of treasure hunters. Either way, before you venture out in the Superstition Mountains in search of the Lost Dutchman Mine, be sure you are prepared to never return. Well, that's all I've got for this week. As always, you can check out photographs of the locations for today's stories on my Facebook page, Insomniac, or on my Instagram page, at Insomniac Photography. This week you will find pictures of the town of Goldfield, the Superstition Mountains, and a small town located in the Superstition Mountains called Tortilla Flat. If you would like to purchase any of my photographs, the link for the store is on my Facebook page. Like, share, follow, and until next time, thank you for listening.